स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति शपदन्तिकं नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद Hare Krishna. So this morning we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 20. The Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami in text number 100, 101, and 102. 100. Apna rahita hita kichoi na jani. ग्राम्य व्यवहारे पंडिताई सत्यमानी Anyway, translations. I do not know what is beneficial for me and what is detrimental. Nonetheless, in ordinary dealings, people consider me a learned scholar, and I am also thinking of myself as such. कृपा करि यदि मोरे करियाछ उद्धार आपने कृपाते कहो कर्तव्य अमार Translation. Out of your causeless mercy, you have delivered me from the materialistic path. Now, by the same causeless mercy, please tell me what my duty is. Text 102. Kiyami keniyamai jarita patroi. Yanahi jani ke manehito. Kiyami keniyamai jarita patroi. Yanahi jani ke manehito. कि आमि केने आमाय जारिता पत्रय इहा नहि जानि के मने हित It's a transcendental language. Okay, thank you. You want to try? Yeah, go ahead. Thank you so much for trying it. As Lord Chaitanya spoke this language, so it's purifying, even if you try. So here are a few things I would like to say. So now, text number 100. So Sanatana Goswami here, he's expressing himself at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As he already mentioned that I have been in the association of so lowly people, the meat eaters, nicha jati, nicha sanghi, patita adham, I'm so fallen. Sanatana Goswami is saying, I do not know anything. Gramme vyavahare pandit tai satya mani. In ordinary dealings, people call me pandit, panditji. And I think that was nice. I accept it. Gramme vyavahare. In the villages, even if you are born, just born in Brahmin family and just wear nice clothes, they will call you Panditji. You may not know much anything, but they will call you Panditji. In Nepal, there is one strange tradition they have. Not the tradition, it's just like any driver, taxi driver or bus driver, any driver is called Guruji. Guru, it's time to go. Guru, you have to stop. Huh? Right, that's the idea, because he's leading you, he's taking you to the other side of your destination. So that's why it's Guru. So Gramya Vyavahare Pandit, and in this community there are some devotees, they also call me Panditji, and I consider myself very fortunate because they call me, even though I don't have the qualification of being called that way. The word Pandit is coming from the root Padi Gatav. The root is padi. The padi in the meaning of generally going. So going has three different aspects. When any dhatu comes in the meaning of going, so that has three aspects. That is, one is achievement. Another is understanding. Third one is getting to the goal. So, janati adigacchati gamayati iti pandita. In this way, Nirukta says, the pandit is one who knows things as they are. So he must be knowledgeable. Adigacchati, he understands, and he is able to make someone understand. So that was his pandit. And like that. So, gamayati. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in this connection that Pandit is one, in the connection of Pandit, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Bahunam Janmanam Anti Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Saramiti Samahatma Sudurlava. So, first of all, Brahman becomes Pandit by knowing the scriptures, being knowledgeable. And after that, he is so knowledgeable that he understands, the Supreme Lord. Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate, he understands Krishna and he surrenders to Krishna. And he becomes Mahatma. So, Lord Krishna in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, he rebukes Arjuna. Why are you talking nonsense? You speak like a learned person, but then you're behaving like a foolish. Asochan anvasochastam pragyavadam sabhashase. Pragyavadam, you're speaking like a learned person, but you're lamenting upon those. You should not be lamenting. Gatashuna gatashunanu shochanti pandita. Pandita is one who does not care either for the living or dead. Gatashuna gatashunsya. And further in chapter 5, Lord Krishna mentions Vidya Vinaya Shampanya Brahmani Gavihastini. Pandit is one who is very knowledgeable. Vidya Vinaya Shampanya. He has knowledge, he has humility. So he can see everyone in same vision. Brahmani, Gavihastini, either is a Brahman, as a cow, or an elephant, or a dog, or chandal. He sees them all equally, means all of them. The Lord is present in their heart. So in this way, you must be knowing that story. There was a prostitute other side of the street, and then just opposite there was a Brahman. And then Brahman is doing his dharma, right? Puja, archana, and vedapat, all that he's doing. But at the same time, he's thinking the prostitute the other side of the road, oh, she's so fallen, look at that. She's got another person today. And then, look at this, she got another person today. While he's doing his dharma, he's all the time he's condemning this lady the other side. So as a result, when they pass away, what happens? Brahman goes to the hell and the prostitute goes to heaven. Because the prostitute always seeing, oh, Brahman, such a nice Brahman. He has been engaged in the service of the deity. And she cannot do it, but she is thinking of that person who is doing it. She has a good thing in her mind. So in this way, she goes back to Godhead, right? And the Brahman goes to the hell because he's doing his dharma, he's thinking of prostitute all the time. Oh, she's so fallen. Oh, she's so fallen. So even though he's a Brahmin, he doesn't have the Shama, what's called Shamadarshi. He's not the equal vision. Sankhya Yoga Prithakvala Prabhadantina Pandita. Ekama Pyasita Samyago Bhayor Vindate. In the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, who is Pandit? Pandit is one who sees Sankhya and Yoga is the same. What is Sankhya? Sankhya refers to that philosophy which describes the real nature of the soul that we can see in the Kapildeva. Kapildeva is talking to his mother, how he describes all the different tattvas and comes to the point. And yoga involves controlling the senses. So Lord Krishna says Sankhya and yoga is the same thing. Those who say this is a different thing, They are foolish. They are not Pandit. The one process is to find out what is the root, where is the root, who is the root, and the other process is to nourish, watering the plant. What is the root? Watering the root. In this way, Sankhya and Yoga is the same thing. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva mentions Kastvat Padabjam Bijahati Pandito. Kastvat padabjam vijahati panditu yasteva manam vyamana ketana. Who is such a pandit? Is there any pandit who can avoid the lotus feet of the Lord? The person who is avoiding the Lord, the lotus feet of the Lord, he is not a pandit at all. Vishanka Yashmat Guru Ratchati Smayat, he says that after thinking well, my father, Lord Brahma, and my spiritual master, also Lord Brahma, he engages himself in the worship of the lotus feet of the Lord, along with the other 14 manus. My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshipping your lotus feet? Even our guru and father, Lord Brahma, worships. Unhesitatingly worships the and the 14 manus follow on the footsteps. Okay, these are a few points on the pandit. Any other points anyone has on regarding pandit, the word pandit, Ragatmika?
I have a question.
Okay. Yeah, 102, yes, okay. Translation and purport?
You didn't read.
Yeah. I didn't? Okay, thank you. So, translation. Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited? So that's the translation. Now the purport by Srila Prabhupada. The threefold material miseries are miseries arising from the body and the mind, miseries arising from dealings with other living entities, and miseries arising from natural disturbances. So these are three different types of miseries. Sometimes we suffer bodily when we are attacked by a fever. And sometimes we suffer mentally when a close relative dies. Other living entities also cause us misery. There are living entities born, but this is just something different than what we're talking about. There are living entities born of a human embryo, of eggs, perspiration, and vegetations. Jarayuja, Udvija, what's that? Yes, Swedaja and Udvija, the four types of living entities. Miserable conditions brought about by natural catastrophes are controlled by the higher demigods. There may be severe cold or thunderbolts, or a person may be haunted by a ghost. These threefold miseries are always before us, and they entrap us in a dangerous situation. Padam padam yad vipadam. There is danger in every step of life. Okay, so the threefold miseries are mentioned here. So in text 101, Sanatana Goswami says, I do not know what is beneficial for me and what is not. Kripa kari yadi more karyasa udhar, apana kripate kaha kartavya amar. So if you have been so merciful to me and you can to deliver me, now, at present, I do not know who I am, what is beneficial for me and what is not. So please tell me, what should I do? What is my kartabya? What is my duty? Kartabya. It reminds me that many devotees still say Narayanam Namaskrityam. Is it right or wrong, Madam? Narayanam Namaskrityam is right or not? Wrong? Gramya Vyavahare Pandit Tai Satyamani. So Narayanam Namaskritya means Namaskritya means after having bowed down to Lord Narayana, now I'll do something else. So Narayanam Namaskritya. So some devotee may pronounce this Narayanam Namaskrityam. Namaskrityam. Krityam is to be done. Krityam means to kartabya. Yeah, is mentioned here. Kartabya means to be done, the duty. So Namaskrityam is not the right word in that sense. Narayana Namaskritya is right. Namaskritya, after having bowed down to Lord Lotus Feet, Naram Seva Narottamam and so on. So here Sanatan Goswami is asking, who am I? Sounds like a very strange question, right? Generally we don't ask such question, who am I? Who are you? We ask like that. Who are you, my dear Lord, my dear friends, my dear sir, my dear madam? Who are you? That's the question. But who am I? That's the question. In my childhood, I have learned a story. I've heard a story. Actually, I've been in Gurukul, which is run by Arya Samaj. So the founder of Arya Samaj is known as Dayananda Saraswati. Dayananda Saraswati was born in a Brahmin family, and his parents used to worship Shiva, Lord Shiva, Shiva Lingam. So there was one Shivaratri day, and so they were so much absorbed in worshiping Lord Shiva. So it was his, you know, Dayananda, this little boy, at night time he was here to sit there and just wait for Lord's mercy. So while he is sitting there, night time, nobody was there, and there was only one little mouse came. Little mouse came and went up and down all over the place, all over the Shiva Lingam. So Dayananda sitting there, his name was different at that time. Later he became Dayananda. So he's sitting there and watching, what kind of God is? He can't even remove the little rat going around his body. That's strange, you know, the feeling. It's a God? I'm sitting next to God and he can't even remove the little mouse from his body? I don't think it's a God. So he immediately left the place. No, I don't think this is a God. I had to find out who is God, really. So he goes, he travels different places, he goes to up Himalaya, up and down, everywhere. He didn't find anybody who could instruct him to say who is God. And at the end, it says that in Mathura, he found one very elevated Siddha Purusha, Birjananda Saraswati. So he comes there, somebody directed him to go there. So he comes, I don't know, maybe it was afternoon or sometimes, he comes while Swami was resting. He came there and he knocked the door. He says, the sound comes from inside, who are you? Dayananda says, well, that's what I don't know. That's what I don't know, that's why I came to you. I came to you to learn who I am. Who am I? Who am I? So he opens door. Brijananda Saraswati opens door. So where have you been so far? He said, I've been traveling all over the place, trying to find you. Trying to find some guru to tell me who is God. But first of all, I don't know who am I. So Brijananda Saraswati said, have you learned anything so far? Yes, I have learned all Vedas, this and that, or everything, whatever you learned. He said, whatever you have learned so far, you go and throw in Yamuna. Whatever you have learned, everything you throw in Yamuna, then I'll teach you something new. So Dayananda did that. I don't know how he did that. How he can do anything, learn, how you can unlearn anything. But anyway, that was magic, whatever he did. So he comes and he becomes, after learning from Virjananda Saraswati, he becomes Dayananda Saraswati one day. And then he establishes Arya Samaj. And then he translates four Vedas, but he doesn't care about Puranas. So that's a strange thing. He became so learned. He translated four Vedas, Sukla, Yajurved, Rigved, Atharved, Samaved, everything he translated. And he doesn't care about Puranas. Puranas are might for him. Vedas is the only thing. So anyway, so Sanatana Goswami here asking questions, so who am I? Who am I? Shankaracharya mentions something like that. Kastvam koham kuta ayata kame janani kome tata iti paribhavaya sarvam asaram sarvam taktva svapna vicharam. Who are you? Who am I? These are Shankaracharya's words. Who is my father? Who is my mother? Think about it again and again. Think about it again and again. You will find that it is all dream. It's all like a dream only. Something is there just for some time, for a little while. Just like we see, we have a dream night time. So many hours we sleep, and dream is just few moments. You know, in that dream you can see so many things, so many relatives, so many planets, so many different countries. So who am I? Who is my father? Who is my mother? It's a dream. So think again. Think of it again and again. You will find it's just like a dream, and then finally you have to just give up. Vishwam shapnam, shapna vicharam. Vishwam tektva shapna vicharam. Think of it just like a dream, and then you have to give up. How much you can do in this world? One day you have to die and go. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate. That was his logo. Govindam Bhaja Mudamate, or foolish mind, foolish minded people. Just worship Govinda. So who am I? The question is asked, and then Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita he answers. Mabai Vamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manasastanindriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. The living entity is a fragmental part of mind. Fragmental, eternally separated. Srila Prabhupada explains there are two kinds of expansions. When Lord manifests Himself, there are the first type of expansions are called Vishnu Tattvas, all the avatars. Vishnu Tattvas, they are called Swamsas, and living entities are called Vibhinnamsas, separated, eternally separated part and parcels of the Lord. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes more clear. Jivera Swarupa hai Krishna Nitya Das. Jivera Swarupa hai Krishna Nitya Das. Krishna Tatastha Shakti Veda Veda Prakash. Krishna Jivera Swarupa hai. Swarupa of Jiva is that he is eternal servant of Krishna, Krishna Nitya Das. And Krishna Tatastha Shakti, he is the Tatastha Shakti of the Lord. Tatastha means independent. Tata means the bank, like if you know the river flows, so they have the rivers have two banks, this bank and that bank. If you're standing on the bank of the river, you have an independence. You have an independence to either go out or go jump in the river. So therefore, living entities are called independence, Tatastha Shakti. So independence, Jiva, living entity, has an independence, minute independence. So by Srila Prabhupada writes there, that by misusing this independence, the living entity becomes entangled in the hands of Maya and goes through through so many different bodies, 8,400,000 species of life, and sometimes up and sometimes down. But by proper use of this independence, the living entity can liberate himself forever and go back to Godhead. So proper use of independence is to engage ourselves in Krishna's service, because living entity, Sarupa living entity is Krishna's eternal servant. So when it's eternal servant, so better to use it in this service of Krishna. So by using this independence in service of Krishna, living entity becomes liberated. So and then second question Sanatana Goswami asked is, Kene ami amai jare tapatroy? First of all, was who am I? Then, if I am Krishna's tatastha shakti, Krishna's eternal servant, so then why these three types of miseries are burning me? Why they are burning me? Tapa troy, tapa, tapa means heat, tapa, struggle, miseries. So the heat is coming closer to me to burning me up. So why is it happening? The simple question, simple answer is given by, of course, Lord Chaitanya is going to answer all these questions in detail. King Kulashekara in Mukunda Mala Stotra, he writes, Sriman Nama Prochenarayanakyam Kena Prapur Vanchitam Papinopi Ha na purvam vagpravritta na tasmin stena praptam garbhavasati dukkham. So King Kulashekara expresses himself here that Sriman Nama Prochya Narayanakyam, that the holy name, which is known as, the holy name itself is known as Narayana. There is a Narayana, Lord Narayana, there is a holy name, Narayana. Sriman Nama Prochya Narayana Akhyam, such a holy name, Narayana. After pronouncing this, after chanting, chanting this holy name, Kena Prapur Vanchitam Papinopi. Even the sinners, great sinners, achieved desirable goal. And Srila Prabhupada mentions this verse refers to the story of Ajamil. Ajamil was so papi, he was so sinner, he was so fallen, he was so condemned, he was so lowly. But simply by chanting the holy name, he was not even chanting the holy name, he was indirectly chanting the holy name. He was saying this name to call to address his son, but indirectly he chanted the holy name, and so he became free. He was freed from the hands of Yamadutas and was given second chance. So Srila Prabhupada writes the book with the heading Second Chance. Second Chance. So he was about to die, but then he was given second chance by Vishnudutas, so he can be free. He can practice his devotional life and go back to Godhead. In such fallen souls, kirata hunanda purinda pukkasha abhira shumbaya vanakasha dayaha. All these fallen souls, you may be wondering, what are those? Kirata, these are the tribals. Kirata, Huna, Abir, Shumba, these are all tribal people. They live in the forest and they eat all kinds of animals and they live like that. So even they become purified by coming in contact with the holy name or his devotees, the Lord's devotees. Shuddhyanti tasmai prahavishnave nama. So King Kulashekara is saying here that even such a lowly creatures became liberated and they achieved their desired goal. Kena prapur vanchitam pavinopi, who have not achieved it? Every sinner has achieved that desired goal. Ha na purvam pav, alas, that's what I didn't do. That's what we didn't do. That's why we have to go through this all sufferings. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, garva, vasadi, dukkham. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi matur jatare shayanam. Again born, again taking birth, again dying, again going to the womb of mother. It's not a point though. It's not a point. So again and again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi matur jatare shayanam. Again, Shankaracharya is saying this. Ye samsare khaladustari kripaya pare pahi murare. This material world is totally useless. Yes, ma'am. Kripaya pare pahi murare. Oh, Lord, murari, please protect me. Please deliver me. Ha na purvam va pravritta na tasme tena praptam karo vasai dukkham. I understand. Now I understand why I'm suffering. Why I'm suffering here is that I didn't chant the holy name of Lord Narayana. Narayana, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If I have chanted this holy name much earlier, even in my previous life, I wouldn't have taken birth again. So, ha na purvam va pravritta na tasmin means, alas, I didn't do that. I didn't do this such a wonderful thing. Therefore, I am taking birth again. I have to go through these miseries of taking birth and dying and getting old and diseased. So, here is the remedy. Chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this way, we'll get free from all these miseries. Tapatraya vinashaya, Sri Krishnaya vayam namaha. Padam Purani. In Padma Purana it is mentioned. The Lord Sri Krishna is Satchidananda Rupa. He is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. And he is the original cause of creation, maintenance and destruction. And if we surrender to him, we will be free from the three miseries. Adidaivik, Adibhautik and Adidaivik, Adibhautik and Adhyatmik. So therefore, we bow down at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you so much for these short thoughts. Any questions?
If I'm Babe Babe Meshtu, few verses, right? No, they are, I don't care for birth and death. Now, why is he complaining later? All these slokas.
Yeah, there are many wonderful slokas, and each sloka has its own importance.
Right in the beginning, though, he said, "I don't mind for taking birth." So why is he? The whole book, he's been.
He was in ecstasy. He could say, you know, and all different aspects of the life. And in one place he says that, why you are so much worried that you are so sinful, you are so this and that, you didn't worship the Lord. No, forget it. Alam 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 ekam praninam patakanam nirasana visaye ya krishna krishna divani. If you simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, all the sinful reactions will go, don't worry. Yadi bhavati mukunde bhaktira ananda sandra karatala kalita sa moksha samrajya lakshmi. If you simply chant holy name, Hare Krishna, the Moksha Samrajya Lakshmi, the liberation, the goddess of fortune of liberation, that will be in your hand, right here. That's so easy. Simply chant Hare Krishna. Don't worry about how sinful you were in the past.
Is that one of the slogans going
to
say?
Yeah, one of them. Alam 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 ekam. Three times he said, alam alam alam. Stop. Don't think of it anymore. Praninam, about your sinful life, previous life. Don't think of it. Simply think of Krishna.
So when the Nityasiddhas come to this world to perform pastimes to assist the Lord, intentionally forget their identity, you know, serving the government and maybe associated with so many Kali Yuga or different difficult things. They have to go through so much. Is that just a part of the Lord's Leela, or how does that play out?
And according to this look, and this is, you know, philosophically we understand that we forgot Krishna. We forgot Krishna, therefore we are here.
Did Sanatan forget Krishna? He's Nitya Leela, he's Nitya Siddha, right? So he came to assist the Lord in his pastimes. Well, but for all those years that when he's in this world, he has to perform government service and doing different minister, associating with so many, you know, big personalities and contaminated. Mm-hmm. How does that affect the pure devotee, or does it affect in any way?
Pure devotees are not affected with this, but simply to teach us. Loka Sangraha Meva, Krishna says to Arjuna, Krishna gives his own example. You see, I have nothing to do. I have everything achieved. There is nothing that I have to achieve. Still I'm doing. So I'm asking you to do things what I'm telling you. So to establish the example in the world. Loka Sangraha Meva, Sampashan Kartam Arasi. I understand you don't have to do it, but you do it so that you establish the example in this world, so people are following the footsteps. People follow the footsteps in the future. So the liberated souls, they are never affected with this material world. They are eternally liberated. Just to teach us, so then they express the feelings. Yeah, we'll get to that. Yes, any this side?
Mother Mother. Translating the Vedas, what language it is? Did it
in Hindi. They translated. Now they translated from Hindi to English also. But originally he translated in Hindi. Oh. Now you can find them in English too.
Well, how long was it?
Was about 100 years ago. About like that. Arya Samaj is not very old. Arya Samaj is just like 100.
Brahmo came first.
Who's that?
Brahmo.
Oh. Yeah. The philosophy of Arya Samaj is Brahman is there. No other avatars. They don't care about avatars. No Puranas. No other things. Just Veda, four Vedas, and Upanishad, of course. So Upanishad tells about Brahman. So they see that Brahman is one, and then he's Nirakar, no form. And the only mantra you can chant is Om. That refers to the Brahman, the Supreme. And
so his guru in Mathura,
Birajananda Saraswati. Birajananda. Birajananda. Yeah, Virajananda, because we don't know them. Yeah.
Why Arya Samaj became so famous?
Dayananda Saraswati was in the favor of, he was against of caste decree. So he said that we don't consider all this caste, that doesn't work this way. You know, the caste has to be as Prabhupada said, guna karma vibhagasa, according to Krishna. And the caste system is not good. So he was uplifting the society in this way, that we consider everyone equal, everyone has a right to study, everyone has a right to study Vedas and become knowledgeable. So in this way, he was revolutionary at that time. He gave also women, the secretariat. Boys can get secretariat, but also girls can get secretariat and chant Gayatri Mantra. So, in this way, it was a revolutionary at that time, so it became more popular. Sorry?
No deity worship.
But they do have temple, and the temple, there's a big fire pit, and you do swaha, yagyas.
No altar?
No altar.
They still have temple.
They still have temple. You have temple like this, But there's no altar. Just in the center of the temple, you have big kunda, and then once in a while, you get together and then do Gayatri Mantra, Homa, you know, anything that need to be done. Yagya, by Yagya, you please the Yagya Purusha, the Brahman, Supreme Brahman.
So it's not really your life then,
no? No, they're against. I'm going to do.
In the beginning of your class, you said about there's no difference between Sankha and Yoga. How is there no difference? Yoga is connected. I know Krishna says, but we still have to understand.
Yeah.
Yoga means connecting with Krishna. Sankha means discriminating between enjoyer and the nature. It's not leading to the same goal. There must be some difference meaning of it.
Sankhya is an analytical study of the
Purusha and Prakriti.
Yes, and then yoga, it means, yoga here Prabhupada said, yoga means karma yoga. So by karma yoga also you, karma yoga.
Okay, so then karma yoga is purifying agent.
Yeah, karma.
Jagyatat karma na natra.
Yeah.
But Sankhya is not purifying. Knowing that I am spirit.
Purport of this is that by Sankhya yoga also you try to understand Krishna. By karma yoga, you try to achieve Krishna in some way by offering your results of karma. So both are the same. It's nothing that you, by Sankhya yoga, you only understand Prakriti. But by Sankhya yoga, you also, as you know, Kapil Dev. Yes. So by Sankhya yoga, Sankhya is analytical study that you have in Bhagavatam that gives you so many different tattvas. Some say 5 tattvas, some say 10 tattvas, some say 15 tattvas, some say 24 tattvas. What are those? All is right. And it's ultimately going to the Atma tattva and Paramatma tattva. And finally you get to the point.
But there is a difference between spiritual, devotional and transcendental.
Yes.
They are not same. Sankhya is a spiritual, you can say, but you cannot say transcendental or devotional. Because they don't promote bhakti. Mm-hmm. What is your understanding on that?
Sankhya yoga.
I mean, I don't want to accept blindly. You know, like I want to understand the way something. I want you to explain me intelligible way that I can grasp.
Yeah. So now we don't take Sankhya yoga as a Sankhya, the atheist Kapila says. We take Sankhya as the Lord Kapil Dev. You know, he is talking to Devahuti. In that connection. And at the end was Devahuti, at the essence of that, Mother Devahuti expresses, Aho vata shapachato gariyam, yajji huagri vartate namatubhyam. So I understand that, you know, how wonderful is that even a dog eater, if he chants the holy name of yours, then he immediately purifies himself. Tepus tapaste juhu shashmiraya, they become. Or it is considered that they have already performed all these 5 sacrifices, all the pilgrimages, all the holy bath, everything, simply by chanting the holy name. So that's the culmination of Sankhya yoga.
So you are saying Sankhya leads to bhakti. You cannot say Sankhya itself.
Yes, Sankhya leads to bhakti, that is
okay.
Thank you. Anything else? Sankhya means numbers, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. Tattva Sankhyata means the tattvas, the realities are counted one by one. Sankhyata.
See, we go the whole process of our understanding from there are 4 types of people in this world. Not 5, 4. Those who have attachment to Krishna, attachment to the material world, those who have a detachment from Krishna, detachment from the material world, those who are attached to material world, detached from Krishna, or those who are detached from Krishna, also detached from material world. That's all. There's no other 5th class. There are 4 types of people.
I like to hear that.
Sankhya, analytical study, I was making a chart. That's all it became.
I'd like to hear that one more time, please.
Okay, you can answer. I have an attachment to the material world, detachment from Krishna. Who am I? Kami.
Okay.
No, Kami.
The entangled.
Jiva is the for me, including akarma, vikarma, shubha karma, ashubha karma, there's so many, nitya karma, nitya karma, the whole chart is there. So that's one group. Another group is detached from Krishna, detached from this world. Mm-hmm. Impersonal. And you can come as Sajjavadi, Brahmavadi, Ishwarvadi, so many categories I made, like mm-hmm. a big chart.
Yeah.
It's difficult to put it together in one. Then there is another group, you can say, they are attached to Krishna, also attached to matter. Who are
they? We are.
No, you can say like that. New five or Sahaji as a new five. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then distinguish. And then those who are attached to Krishna detached from matter. You do it. That's it. There's four types of people in this world.
Okay, got it. Thank
from
you.
The Sankhya analysis and understanding.
Okay. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.